I'm Jake Ettinger, WRPR News. For many visual arts students, starting a career after college can be stressful and difficult. According to the New York Times, 9.1% of new college graduates in 2010 are unemployed. This statistic includes students with all degrees, but visual arts students face even more obstacles due to career choice that can have very inconsistent income. But what are the options for Ramapo College visual arts majors? I'm here with sculpting professor Jay Woley at the Sculpting Studio, where students are working on various art projects.
I think one of the keys to doing something like a visual arts major is the fact that you're constantly solving complicated visual problems.
Have visual arts students at Ramapo seen success when looking for a career?
I'd say a tremendous amount of success in a range of art-related places. They've become professors, they've become teachers, they've become writers.
What are some other jobs?
We have a lot of students who might go into art therapy. We've had a tremendous amount of success both in getting students into graduate school, competing with students who have gone to pure art schools. And the one thing that we know about art today, particularly as conceptually based as it is, that you have to have some ideas to make art about.
I talked to visual arts professor Anne Lepore at the Berry Center. What are some obstacles visual arts students face when trying to find a career?
I think they face the same obstacles that any student faces, which is when you have a poor economy, competition goes up, so you have to be just as competitive, but I think that's the same in every field.
With an abundance of different jobs connected with visual arts, students from Ramapo can have success when looking for a career without being a starving artist. This is Jake Ettinger, WRPR News.